financial literacy, and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
Why does this stuff feel so emotional if it's math? If it's geometry, why am I up watching a lunar eclipse? You know, it's going to happen again in 2.5 years. Maybe I'll see it, maybe not. But why did it feel emotional enough for me to say, I got to get up and see that lunar eclipse? Because they feel dramatic. The light changes. The sky looks unfamiliar. And it disrupts our sense of normal. See the parallel building here? Okay. Financial parallels. If you have an income shift, a new debt, an unexpected expense, a retirement calculation, it might feel unfamiliar. Might even feel emotional. But unfamiliar does not mean unsafe.
Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor. If it seems a little dark in here, it's because I am actually watching the lunar eclipse as we speak. The moon is not gone, it's just partially in shadow. And although it's very early, it struck me how often money might feel the same way. You know, maybe your retirement account feels like it's stalled and it's not earning quickly enough for you. Maybe you feel like your debt is permanent and you're just not making any progress, and that progress just seems invisible to you. But an eclipse isn't a disappearance. It's geometry. It's alignment. And to quote Cher in Moonstruck, it's temporary. Okay? The light hasn't vanished. It's simply being filtered. Now, you know, people got really crazy over this. And now we know lunar eclipse every 2.5 years, it becomes more predictable and we can accept it as such. And sometimes our financial lives work the same way. What feels dark is not collapse. It's a shift in angle, this strange metaphor between the geometry of the sun, the earth, and the moon, and your financial eclipse of lacking alignment or structure, okay, or coordination. When we understand the math, when we track reality, instead of reacting to fear, we start to see that structure doesn't panic. Here's what I mean. The moon was always there. It was there when I got up and I could see it, and it's still there now that it's getting darker. And your financial future is always there too. You might not see it. It might be in shadow, but it's there. And you have a chance to change it. Let's just talk briefly about what an eclipse is. The eclipse isn't the moon disappearing out of the sky, right? The earth passes between the sun and the moon, and the light bends, and the shadow is predictable. And then it passes. An eclipse is not a crisis. It's geometry. And most financial panic, although it may feel like a crisis, is math. Let's say that your retirement account looks flat for 18 months, or maybe it's even going backwards, right? You may not be happy about that. You might feel like you're getting nowhere. You might even feel like it's a permanent situation and you have to make some major decisions and you're feeling like, I got to make them quickly. But you know what? It's not a crisis. It's something to be managed, to be waited out maybe, or to be acted upon, but in a calm way. Debt feels like it's not shrinking. What if that's the case? Okay, so it's not shrinking. You can do something about it. If your budget feels tight or your business revenue dips, maybe at this time right now, maybe market correction headlines are getting you. and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oil prices are up. There's stuff going on geopolitically. I can't handle this. Do not panic. There's an underlying theme here. Get it, folks? Do not panic. The moon will come back into view. The sun will come up again tomorrow, if we're all lucky, right? Okay, so progress doesn't always glow. Sometimes it's just working quietly in the background, okay? Let's talk a little bit about that. So structural sequencing is a term that I use here to talk about what we do with debt and how that works within the environment of your budget, your retirement planning, your cash reserves, your tax planning, all of those things that are normally seen as individual action points, and almost all of which come into play only when there's a crisis, here are just levers. If you move one lever, the others adjust. That's structural sequencing. We have a structure between debt, budget, retirement, and all those other things I talked about, where if you pull one lever, the debt lever, your retirement picture can adjust to accommodate, or your capacity, your budget picture adjusts to coordinate with it. The same is true of margin. You know, this is a subtle thing. Margin is the money that you no longer owe to a creditor if you're in our system and you're paying off some debt. So you pay off your car payment. There's $350. You don't owe it to the creditor anymore. We're going to label it as margin and decide within that structure how to sequence it, how to apply it, how to coordinate it to your advantage. But margin is also one of those things that's kind of quietly in the background. Even before you pay off your first debt with us, margin is beginning quietly in the background because we are speeding the debt up. So we know already something's going to happen ahead of schedule. So that's what's going on behind the scenes here and why progress doesn't always glow, but it's always there. It's always in your corner when we track reality. And that's what we're doing. You know, the eclipse is not some fantasy. It's reality. I'm watching it. And so are your finances. If we watch them, that reality can make an enormous difference. When money is tight, which is, you know, what a lot of people are concerned about, when money is tight, we don't start with guilt. We start with triage, all right? Triage has to be done calmly. You can't have people in an emergency room managing triage who are not cool-headed. That's disaster. And that's why something like our system helps, because there's support all the time so that you can remain cool-headed. You can always ask Dr. Finwell what to do. She will tell you. You can always look at the system and get immediate feedback so that you aren't just floundering around out there wondering what's going to happen next. Will the moon reappear or not? For those people who are in a crisis right now, who feel like, why is she laughing about this stuff? Because my view on the other side is different, right? But I remember being there. I remember feeling that shadow. I remember feeling like there was a cloud that was over me every day, everywhere I went. I could never get out from under that cloud. Believe me, I remember it well. But I want to give you this piece of encouragement. If you are, in fact, in this position right now, whether you believe me or you don't, the shadow is not the whole sky. Here's a little bit more of a metaphor of something I glanced up and saw a few minutes ago, and I didn't mention in this piece, but it was there. There's a big contrail that I can see even in the shadowed sky. Some jet went by, left a contrail. And, you know, it looks pretty dramatic. It's just somebody passing through, and it's certainly not the whole sky. The fact that there's a lunar eclipse happening had no effect on that jet, other than maybe the people were looking out a window going, hey, I can see the moon and it's cool, right? But it had no direct effect on it. They're two separate things living in the same atmosphere, mutually exclusive. And your finances are the same thing. Maybe one thing is happening and it seems like it's affecting everything, but they can be separated. They can be sorted out. Solutions can be applied. Okay. Some things like that contrail or a shooting star or even the red tint, the red moon effect that people talk about, they look dramatic next to the moon, but they really are just passing through. That's the same effect that these headlines in the news have when they shake the market or when social media is touting financial fear everywhere, or when there's a new trend in investing, or when your friends are barking at you with their loud money opinions. They're temporary. They're passing through.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Before I came on the air, I actually saw, believe it or not, a shooting star. And it was slow. I was surprised how long it lasted this particular time. And it looked really powerful, but it was temporary. Maybe you get a financial windfall. That's great, but it's temporary. There's sudden market spikes shaking your retirement account. Okay, you might be worried, but it's temporary. There are a lot of quick fixes out there. I won't go through naming them all, but, you know, settlement, bankruptcy, refinancing, consolidation, you name it, it's out there. I'm not saying quick fixes are always bad, but they're temporary. Get rich quick advice. Guess what? Temporary. But your financial wellness throughout your life is not temporary unless you let it be. Real financial strength isn't a shooting star. It's orbital. So why does this stuff feel so emotional if it's math? If it's geometry, why am I up watching a lunar eclipse? You know, it's going to happen again in 2.5 years. Maybe I'll see it, maybe not. But why did it feel emotional enough for me to say, I got to get up and see that lunar eclipse? Because they feel dramatic. The light changes. The sky looks unfamiliar. And it disrupts our sense of normal. See the parallel building here? Okay. Financial parallels. If you have an income shift, a new debt, an unexpected expense, a retirement calculation, it might feel unfamiliar, might even feel emotional. But unfamiliar does not mean unsafe. When people experience what we're doing here, accelerating a debt payoff, for instance, across all of your debts, let's call that structural compression, right? We're taking a structure and we're compressing your timelines into a shorter framework so that you get out of debt faster, still with good credit and all of that. But let's call that structural compression. That may feel unfamiliar to you, but that doesn't mean it's unsafe. If you can embrace it, you can keep your trajectory going in the way you hope it would in your financial wellness timeline. What I'm saying is that your financial timelines can tighten, they can shorten. You can retire earlier, you can pay off debt sooner, you can build cash reserves faster. This is what we call energy moving towards stabilization. Now you can probably start to see why I thought maybe this astronomy is a little hint that I should be talking about things like energy moving towards stabilization. Okay, it's really kind of fun and weird to be doing this, especially at this hour of the morning. Let's think about for just a second that red moon moment I was talking about. When we're talking about things that feel emotional and they feel unfamiliar, but they're not unsafe. You know, the red moon moment, it's not going to be scarlet red. Not in this case, anyway. It's going to be a little tint. You know, we're going to see it slightly tinted, subtle. But it's still beautiful. You know, sometimes transformation just isn't dramatic. I know that's not what you want to hear. But sometimes it's just a subtle shift in light. Maybe that shift in light for you is just paying off a small debt. Maybe it's reallocating what we call margin, right? Maybe it's moving it from one debt to another or putting it back in your pocket because you need the cash reserves or using it to buy something in the future. Maybe it's about modeling your retirement correctly. Maybe it's just about small payment adjustments. But it can be subtle and be a shift in light and still be emotionally rewarding. And hug the extra money is not what's doing the lifting. The structure is. I know this might not seem clear to you at this moment, but I hope that maybe if you follow me, you've listened to me long enough to know I haven't lost my mind because I'm watching a lunar eclipse and talking about money. I actually understand what is broken in this, what we call financial wellness system, where everything is in individual pieces, and every time you move one thing, it's done in isolation. You pay off a debt, it doesn't affect your retirement. You put money in your retirement account, it's done without thinking about whether it's really affordable or not. I mean, we have no hope of being financially well in an uncoordinated system where every lever we pull is isolated. Yet, it is very overwhelming to think about the integration of that. How do you align what's happening with your debt, with what's happening with your budget, and what's happening with your retirement, and what's happening with your overdraft fees, and your cash reserves, and what the tax man wants, and? How do you do that? You do it with structural coordination. You do it through a coordinated system that applies sequencing in a very specific way and translates all that gobbledygook I just talked about into something that is easy to use and in plain language, and you click a button and you follow some instructions. That's how you do it. So here's the thing. When it feels dark, because it's about to get much darker. Okay, when it feels dark, here's what I want you to do when you're feeling it's the darkest. Open the creditor or the bank statement. I know you don't want to. Just do it. Do the one tiny little thing. Just open the creditor or bank statement. Or maybe, turn to something that will help you model your debt or adjust your plan. But do not freeze. Do not panic sell your investments. Do not hide and stick your head in the sand if you want to be financially healthier than you are right now. Because it is totally possible to do this, even though it sounds really complex, in a very methodical, logical, calm way. The shadow on the moon is going to lift in a moment. The moon is going to look ordinary again, and nothing will have actually changed except the angle. And money has angles too. So it might be that your financial future is just in a larger orbit, part of a larger orbit, that you haven't stepped back far enough to see yet. So I hope that this resonates with you, or was at least fun to watch me watch a lunar eclipse. Maybe you watched it with me. That would be nice. And to equate that or compare that in some way to what happens with our money and our emotions. So in closing, I think what I want to say to you, because this timing was perfect. In closing, I would say an eclipse is a shadow, not a disappearance. Your financial future, even if it's in trouble, is not gone just because it's temporarily harder to see. Thanks for watching Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor. See you next time.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Hug Your Money.
Permission granted to chase your dreams.
Will you help us spread the word about financial fitness? Please like, subscribe, and choose all. Thank you.